Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, April 16th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The lovely and talented Steve Wiltfong has joined us. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Great. The sun is shining, smoothie in hand. Feeling good here in Indianapolis area. Hoping y'all feel good down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus or wherever you guys are listening this morning.
The sun is shining, but in a cruel twist, the Gen City degrees won't get above 60 for another week. Quarantine love. Certain things have maintained their ferocity during the quarantine. One, the NFL draft will take place. Two, Ohio State is putting together the greatest recruiting class of all time. Yesterday, they added Tunmisi Adeleye, a defensive end, Texas native, prepping at IMG in Bradenton, Florida. 6'3", 240 pounds, the number four rated player at his position. Actually, the crystal ball was leaning towards Oklahoma in total. The more recent votes were for the Buckeyes. Your thoughts on the addition of Adeleye to the class?
Ohio State sitting on 16 commits. If this was National Signing Day last year, they would have the number six class in the country. They've almost closed in on their own point total from last year. The number five recruiting class in the country, Ohio State, signed last year, 295.08. And when you look at where Ohio State's at right now with this class, 289.96 atop the rankings, with an average ranking of 95.52 per commit. This is a loaded class. Tunmisi is another Ohio State fit, a Texas native. The Lone Star State has been really good to Texas, really good to Ohio State. Tunmisi, the latest, as they beat out the likes of Florida and Alabama and Oklahoma and Texas A&M. For what I think is one of the more versatile defensive linemen in the country, when you put on the tape from his junior season, you see him playing on the interior and four-man fronts. You see him playing on the edge in both four- and three-man fronts. And what really stands out about him is just his hands and how violent he is with them and just how he's able to separate with ease from offensive linemen and get in the backfield and make plays. Just the way he disengages, I think, is at a high level. It'll be interesting to see what ultimately his body looks like when Mickey Marotti and company get their hands on him. Current NFL average for a defensive end, 6'3 and a half, 264 pounds. So Tunmisi, I could see easily playing at that size in Columbus. So another good pickup for Ryan Day and company.
He lost 20 pounds. Like you said, you watch him on tape, plays outside in the 3-4, he plays inside in the 4-3 and outside. He does make a majority of his plays on the inside. He's not necessarily your quick twitch edge guy, but he does seem to be a perfect fit next to Jack Sawyer. If we're going the doppelganger route here, it's high hopes, but Jack Sawyer's would be Nick Bosa. Bill Green says Tyquan Lewis for Tunmisi. How do you feel about that comparison?
And then you got Gabe Brooks, our Texas analyst, who's been covering Tunmisi for years, who compares him to DeMarcus Walker.
Another NFL player who's been a complete standout. His commitment, I'm not going to say it caught everybody off guard, because there were rumors or those vibes lately that he was going to make a commitment. What do you think generated the timeline? A couple of weeks ago, we thought this was a guy who might hold out for a little bit.
I think that Ohio State is doing as good a job as any program of recruiting during this quarantine period that we're going through. he was always high on Ohio State and Alabama for their player development. You know, his goals are to be the best player he can be and be a Sunday guy. And I think of his finalists, he identified Alabama and Ohio State as the two that would get him there. But then in addition to that, I think that the relationships at Ohio State and some of the things that the Buckeyes stress off the field with the branding of their athletes. You know, I talked to him when he named his favorites, and he was really excited about the way Ohio State, he thought Ohio State was already helping Garrett Wilson with his branding and just how they do a good job of making their best players more recognized on the platform, the social media platform or whatever, but just helping these guys get their brand out there more. I think that those were things that separated Ohio State from the other schools he was considering down the stretch.
A couple things also jump out to me. If you told me a kid prepped in Texas and then went to IMG, I'm not even sure I need to see him. I'd probably just take him, give him the lineage of that move. Yeah, you kind of alluded to this in a Freudian fashion, but this has got to knife twist Tom Herman and company a little bit, because if you look, adding Adelaide, who's a Texas native, is painful, but they also have Donovan Jackson coming, the two best linemen from that state, arguably. What's your vibe on their just continued ability to dominate Texas?
Well, I think that Texas is a state where their kids, those type of kids in Texas, are ones that fit the personality type of what Ohio State's looking for in their locker room with just the type of high school programs they come out of. I think it's those are the ones that kind of speak to the type of young men and their personalities that Ohio State's trying to build their deal on. And when you look at Texas, the Donovan Jackson one really stings, because the Longhorns, Connor Williams was drafted in the second round in 2018. And then you got to go back to 2008 for the last time the Longhorns had an offensive lineman drafted. I mean, it just blows my mind that the Texas Longhorns, the state of Texas, I wonder how many offensive linemen from that state have been drafted between 2008 and now. And Texas has had one offensive lineman drafted since 2008. Just mind-blowing.
And by the way, he played left tackle at Texas, Connor Williams did. They had to kick him inside in Dallas in his rookie year, and he was not strong enough, got hurt, and I think you'll see him blossom, but he was not ready coming out of the program, which is not exactly what you want from your one guy who made it. We're going to be back in a minute and talk about the rest of the class of 2021 and the five stars, where they may be committing. Steve just did an article about that. Shocker, more good news coming.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
We are back. Steve just put out an article, as I stated before the break, where the top 2021 uncommitted dudes are leaning. Three of the names in there are J.C. Latham, J.T. Tuimoloau, and Emeka Egbuka. All are leaning towards Ohio State. Latham, let's talk about him a little bit. Very much a high riser, 24/7 sports-wise, in the most recent update.
He's a guy that has an elite shuttle time. It's 0.01 slower than Paris Johnson's shuttle time from the year before. He's a guy that our staff thought was terrific at the Under Armour event that they saw him at before this deal shut down all the camps and combine. So we did get a chance to see him this spring and love the way he's evolving as a prospect. The former defensive lineman, when the process started for him, he's really emerged as one of the premier offensive tackles in the country. All three of these guys, I like Ohio State today, but none of them are slam dunks. J.C. Latham, LSU, is really in the thick of that one for him as well. And I think that LSU has a good shot to land him as well. And he's talking to quite a few other schools. JT Tuimoloa, I'm more leaning on my colleague Brandon Huffman there with that one. And he seems to think Ohio State's in the best position for JT, and pointed to the defensive line development that Ohio State's had with guys getting drafted extremely high and being developed there. And then Emeka, I'm hearing, you know, when the sources I talk to like the way it's trending for Ohio State. So that's why I chose them. But I think that there's people I work with that would pick Clemson right now. And you can't argue with that either. And so Ohio State, they got their work cut out with them for those three, but they're certainly near the top of the list for all of them.
When will you be ready to say this is the greatest recruiting class of all time?
Well, on paper, it's trending to be, you know, so you got to finish the job, right? You got to bring it home. And I'm not saying they won't. I'm waiting for them to bring it home. And but I'm also a believer that on paper, we would say on paper it's the best recruiting class, because it ultimately comes down to what these guys do in college. And even though that recruiting class with Bosa and Ezekiel Elliott and all those guys wasn't ranked number one in high school, in hindsight, it was one of the best recruiting classes of our lifetimes with where what those guys did on the field, and then more importantly, where I base it off of, where those guys got drafted.
I will finish with this. Having the NFL draft be the only thing people can see over the next X weeks or so is only going to strengthen Ohio State's pitch. So it's a complete attack.
I got a question for you. Speaking of the NFL draft, Jack Wolobaugh is going to hear his name in the draft as well. Another young man who transferred from Ohio
State
that went on to Duke. What, refresh me on why – I kind of don't remember why he transferred.
He just kind of got beat out. That's a tough position to make it at. He was a tad undersized when he came in. I'm not sure he was ever super in the mix. I mean, if you just look at the lineage, they went Corey Linsley, Pat Elflein, Billy Price, to Mike Jordan, to Josh Myers. And I don't think he was the kind of guy that could be kicked to guard. He was one of the few guys, if I remember correctly, who was recruited as a pure center. There was a legacy involved there of some sort, so.
How about that, though? Ohio State is a program where guys that are transferring are legit NFL guys, not guys that are transferring because they just couldn't cut the mustard. I mean, these guys are legit NFL guys that, you know, Joe Burrow, first pick in the draft, behind Dwayne Haskins, who was a first-rounder, and then Jack Wolobaugh. I mean, he's another NFL guy. You know, that wasn't a bad evaluation or a bad take out of Akron, Ohio.
Things are good, people. We are actually a week from the draft. It'll be a week from tonight. We'll have a ton of coverage leading up to that. But we will continue to stay on the recruiting beat, and there are none better than Steve Wiltfong, Bill Kerlick, and Bill Green to do it. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.